fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Jared Moore here on Thursday. It is Thursday, the 31st day of March, the last day of the March. The year is 1/4 over as of today. How about that? Pretty amazing how quickly the year is slipping by here. We're hoping that Chris will call in. If Chris calls in, we'll be getting updates on what's going on with the satellite telephones. Satellite telephones have become much more cost effective, and very recently they're no longer a tool for the ultra rich or for the U.S. Navy SEALs only. You now can get your hands on them very affordably. All right. I should mention once again, today is the last day that the mosquito net mask will be for sale. We'll be pulling them off my website later tonight. And if you want one, they're 50% off. There's all, well, I don't know what colors are available, but there have been quite a few colors, including one with sparkles for the ladies to wear to holiday parties. I have my mosquito net mask. I keep it in the pocket of my vest when I have to go someplace where a mask wearing is required. It's camouflage. I pull it out and I put it on and I cover up my entire face, eyes, nose, and mouth. It's pretty funny, really. And since it's mosquito netting, you can see right through it and you can breathe also, which is a pretty good deal. Food is going to be a major topic of concern for most American families for at least the rest of this year, possibly going into next year, the way things are headed. And it's going to be, families are going to be cutting corners in attempts to save money any way they can. We're already seeing that happen. This is where discretionary spending gets largely eliminated. So what industries is that going to hurt? How about travel and tourism? Instead of a week at a resort in Florida, a week at Aunt Mabel's house in Georgia, wherever it might be. Visiting with relatives will take the place of vacationing at resorts. people will cut back on going to sporting events, going to movies, going to restaurants. It will have a cascading effect on the entire economy, because as those businesses get hurt, other people's businesses will have less employees, they will have less income, and so forth. This whole thing could cascade downward, and I expect it will cascade downward, depending on how long it lasts. The price of food, I just read this morning, is going up anywhere from 20 to 100%, depending on what food and where you are. I find it rather ironic. I was talking to a cattleman yesterday. We were preparing for the Lincoln Day event coming up. And he said, John, the average side of beef travels 1,500 miles from where it's grown to where its final destination. 1,500 miles is an average. I'm surrounded by cattle ranches here where I live, north, south, east, west, cattle ranches every direction I go. And the price that the ranchers get for the beef is really pretty, remained low, quite frankly. It's the middlemen that are marking up the price. And of course, there's lots of costs built into the price of beef in all foods involving petroleum products. Lots of petroleum products involved in transportation and processing of foods. These farmers' fields, these tractors that run back and forth, they all run on diesel. Many fertilizers have petroleum in them, petroleum chemicals in them, petrochemical industry. So it's understandable that as the price of diesel fuel and gasoline goes up, the price of everything else connected to it goes up. All our plastics are almost all made from petroleum, almost all plastics. Another area which we'll be seeing price increases, anything involving plastic. We may see, and I hope we see, a lot more people with home gardens and keeping a few chickens, maybe a goat or two, at their homes, at their hobby farm. The hobby farm that I sold last summer, a couple of very nice ladies from California bought it in my neighborhood. We're at a point right now where I could sell one of those every week, a similar property with a similar price. Literally, I could sell one a week. That's where we are in our culture, in our economy. People understand the value of a hobby farm that's already built and set up and ready to go. It takes typically 2 to 3 years to get a hobby farm set up to the point where the one I sold last summer is ready to go. So that's a really big deal. And Leon Green has been working on the hobby farm where he is now for, I guess, about 6 months or so. And he's just a guy by himself. He's got some help that comes in occasionally. There's another gentleman coming in from Florida. He'll be helping out soon, moving up here from Florida to live at the hobby farm where Leon lives. And it's not easy. It's a lot of work, a lot of manual labor to set up a hobby farm, to keep it going, to grow the food, to grow the fruits and vegetables, have some chickens. Leon just took delivery of 83 chicks earlier this week. Actually, it's been about a week ago. He took delivery of 83 chicks. I think it was a week ago today. It was a week ago today he took delivery of 83 chicks. Apparently, they're quite entertaining. There was chicks at my post office day before yesterday when I went to pick up my mail. Changing times, we're moving into a new normal. A new normal that we will have more people die this calendar year, 2022, than any year in recorded human history. That's where this year is going. I've pointed out to several elected officials and the owner of a nursing home and others how the obituaries in the local newspaper, the Steelville newspaper, are now typically most weeks the weekly publication, twice what they were the week a year ago, going back to July of 2021 when the spike in people dying began. Men and women in their 30s, 40s, and 50s, by the way, not just folks in their 80s and older. Men in their 30s, 40s, and 50s. Men and women who should be in the prime of life and should be enjoying life and working and doing the things that healthy adult men and women do. Cut short. Why is that? Well, they're getting blood clots, strokes, heart attacks because they took the COVID clot shot. They didn't know it when they took the clot shot. They were committing suicide. But if you do something that kills you, that's suicide. It's an unfortunate circumstance. These men and women have families, children, grandchildren, that their companionship, their love, their financial support is all lost because they took the clot shot. Pfizer is now attempting to get FDA approval for infants to get the clot shot. They want to kill us all. That's the goal. They want to kill us all. The ones that don't die, especially men, boys and girls, men and women that could now or in the future bear children or conceive children, they're going to be sterile. They're going to have spontaneous abortions. I read one account where the breast milk of a mother killed her infant child because she took the spike protein, the clot shot. That's, you know, the evil behind this is hard to comprehend. It really is. It's difficult to comprehend, but it's there nonetheless. Pure evil driving all this. We're at a point right now where pretty much everybody who wants to get the clot shot has gotten it, probably with one or two boosters. If they're still healthy, at least they have the appearance of health, do what you can to discourage them from getting another clot shot. That would be helpful. It would be really helpful. If you can convince one person to not get another booster or not get the clot shot initially, which can be difficult these days, you've saved a life. Really, you have saved a life. Israel is the worst example of the consequences of the clot shots and the boosters. A small country, 9.5 million people, smaller than the city of Chicago by quite a bit. Chicago has about 12 million people. The entire country of Israel has 3 million less people than Metro Chicago. Heavily, heavily vaccinated. That's the population of Israel. The hospitals in Israel are full of the dead and dying because of the clot shot. That's what's going on in Israel right now. I know people don't want to hear me say it, but you can't lose one-third of your population to death and being disabled and still have a country. You can't. And that's where Israel's headed. Unless there's divine intervention, that's exactly where Israel is headed. So if you feel in your heart and move to pray for Israel, I would encourage you to do so. Pray for our country. Our country is going to lose a sizable percentage of all our productive adults over the next year. Heavy concentration on the military. The military, U.S. military, Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines, Coast Guard, Space Force, are pretty much 100% vaccinated now. There's a few exceptions, a tiny, tiny percentage, maybe 1 or 2% who haven't got the vaccine. We have over a 1,000% increase in deaths among men and women in the U.S. military. Over 1,000%. This is peacetime. This is peacetime. We're still losing way too many men and women to death and being disabled. Typically, for every person that dies from the COVID clot shot, you're going to have 9 or 10 that are disabled. That's a typical percentage that we see. We're doing it to ourselves. People wonder, well, how can I resist my adult children want me to get the clot shot? Here's a simple answer. It's not FDA approved. It's not. It can't and it won't be FDA approved because it never went through the protocols of a vaccine being approved, at least not publicly. I do know privately they spent 6+ years developing these vaccines. Of course, how could you develop a vaccine for something that doesn't exist? The only way you could do that is if you knew it did exist. So the COVID-19 was known 6 or 7 years ago to exist. So they started developing the vaccine for it back then. The whole thing was a scam, a lie. A scam and a lie to convince people that this is bad, it's harmful, it's going to kill you. I saw a woman in a supermarket yesterday wearing a mask and gloves. She was an Asian lady. There's something about Asian people that they seem to have a greater fear of germs and viruses than Caucasians. That's been my observation because I've seen Asian folks in public areas for decades, airports and so forth, shopping malls, wearing a mask when there was no fake pandemic. Another area we need to emphasize, there was no pandemic. I believe it was 2012, I may have the date wrong, when they changed the legal definition of what constitutes a pandemic. Under the original definition of what constitutes a pandemic, what went on in this country the last 2 years and 3 months would not be considered a pandemic because it only kills 0.3% of the people that get it. 0.3% of the people that get it. On the original definition of a pandemic, that's not enough people dying to be called and fit the legal definition of what a pandemic is. It's not. So the whole thing was a fraud from the beginning. I recall I was on my first and probably only Caribbean cruise 2 years ago, this last January, watching when I was on breaks. We had a dozen guests on this cruise, listeners to my radio show. While on a break, I'd watch the television coverage of what was coming out of China. It was really scary. People walking down the street, falling down face first, hitting the concrete, bleeding out and dying. The apartment buildings had their doors and windows welded shut by the authorities. Villages setting up roadblocks to keep people from coming into the village. Well, I watched those videos of those men walking down the street and falling down face first on the concrete, bleeding out and dying from COVID. I watched it more carefully about 3 months ago. And when I looked more carefully, I saw that these were athletic young men who had the upper body strength to hold their hands up below their waist and catch the force of their body before it hit the concrete. So they probably had a fake blood capsule in their mouth that they would break with their teeth. This is commonly done in movies and theaters to give the appearance that they're bleeding out. The whole thing was a fraud, a complete fabrication. That's what it was. And that was the beginning point to put scare into us. I have to admit, I was concerned. I did a mental checklist of my personal protective equipment that I've got, which I have plenty of it, the Tyvek suits, the gas masks, you know, so forth. Here's our break. Call number is 512-248-8252.
Consider this. dead people see only what they want to see. And frankly, most of us are still dead. Let me give you the lessons of gold and five easy lessons. Number one, don't buy it because you need to make money. You buy gold because you need to protect the money you already have. Don't ever look at the price as a barrier. Look at it as an incentive. Number three, don't buy its paper pretenders. We talked about that a lot. Buy gold. Buy the real thing in the form of coins and bullion. Fourth, don't fall prey to glitzy television or Facebook ads. Do your due diligence instead. And that's what I try to provide you with and have for 26 and a half years on the air and 30 years in this profession. Fifth, don't allow naysayers to divert your interest. Allow yourself the right to protect your interests as you see fit. Jeff Bennett here. One of the ways you can do that is to contact Kettle Moraine Limited. Contact me by calling or texting me at 602-799-8214. 602-799-8214. You can also email me at kettlemoraineltd@cox.net. Let me help you protect your wealth and your family today. Once again, call or text us at 602-799-8214 or visit our website, SierraMadrePreciousMetals.com. Be glad to help you out. Be glad to answer your questions. That's what we're here for. No pressure, just good, hard, common sense. The decision then becomes up to you.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we the people are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
But if we fail, then the whole world, including the United States, including all that we have known and cared for, will sink into the abyss of a new dark age, made more sinister and perhaps more protracted by the lights of perverted science. Let us, therefore, brace ourselves to our duties and so bear ourselves that if the British Empire and its Commonwealth last for 1,000 years, men will still say, this was their finest hour.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. My website is thelibertyman.com. One last time, today is the last day the Masculinate masks are manufactured nearby me in Salem, Missouri. My friend Tim Spencer, that's his home business. Today is the last day that they'll be offered for sale. Half price off for whatever's left of inventory at my website at thelibertyman.com. And my website is thelibertyman.com. There's a lot there. We're always making changes and improvements to our website. Things that will educate you, entertain you, make you happy, make you sad, make you angry. Seriously. Articles and videos that will make you angry. Tim let me know yesterday we have 200 links to COVID-related articles and videos. They're now being organized in such a fashion that it's going to be easier to find them. Each one is numbered. So that if you find a broken link, these have been up now for over 2 years, some of them. You find a broken link, just let me know, and I'll get that to Tim, and we'll take down the broken link, because after 2 years, there's going to be a lot of broken links. And as we move forward in time, there'll be even more broken links. It's just the nature of the internet, where these links are up for a period of time, then they're down, they're gone. We're hoping that Tom Berryhill would call in. Tom has not called in. If he does, we'll bring him on board. If he's probably in his facility manufacturing energy cleaners, and probably time got away from him. That does happen. I'm going to give give Julie the phone number here for Tom so that she can give him a call and get him on with us. Okay, here we go. Get this to Julie, and maybe Tom can join us. It would be a good thing to have Tom with us. Okay, there we go. So there it is. Maybe we can get Julie to give Tom a call and get him on board with us. Well, I've been a prepper for a long time. Shortly after my daughter was born, I realized very quickly that I was responsible for this innocent, precious human being, my daughter, that she couldn't possibly take care of herself because she was an infant. It hit me like a bolt of lightning. And I began looking into, because I understood for years from my experience in Vietnam how fragile any country is and how things can go to hell in a handbasket relatively quickly. And I started looking into preparing back then what it would take to have a safe haven for my daughter, my wife, myself. And I bought a piece of real estate not far from where I am now. I no longer own that piece of real estate, the place where I started building our home, a place where we could have grow our own fruits and vegetables and have some chickens and so forth. Got my first case of freeze-dried food about the same time, high-quality freeze-dried food that lasts for decades, and went from there. That was only 4 years later, the summer of 1977, I had my first paid consultation, a couple flew their airplane, their private airplane, in from Las Vegas. We spent the day together. It was a very productive day for all three of us. I used the office belonging to a lawyer friend of mine in Park Hills, Missouri, for that consultation. And in fact, I'll be doing one later today, a private consultation with a gentleman. And I like the private consultations, helping people get the clarity, gain the focus, receive the information they need to make major decisions. That's what private consultations are all about, helping people set priorities. That's what consultations are all about. And there are details about that at my website at thelibertyman.com. We'll be getting more real estate listings at my website. There are several there right now. I hope to double and triple that. I think there's only about, let's see what we got there right now. I think it's about five parcels that have not been sold. There's three. There's five. Looks like there's five available. Another one is under contract, but there's five available. Beautiful homes, nice acreages in my county, Crawford County, Missouri. We're focusing initially on Crawford County for real estate listings. The nearby counties are Dent County, Phelps County, Texas County, and others. We have a break. Call numbers 512-248-8252.
Truth. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store, or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off drop-in lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff LLC, 417-932-6419.
Fix bayonets.
And Nicole Colgren, wherefore many men have
all right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Jared Moore here on Thursday, the 31st day of March. And one last time, I said this before, but the mosquito net mask will no longer be sold on my website after today. I'm not sure, but later today they'll be taking off sometime around midnight maybe. So if you want one at half price off, this is your chance. We do have patient waiting in the green room, my friend Tom Berryhill. Tom is a manufacturer of the energy cleaner. And we'll be talking about the energy cleaner and health-related matters for the next half hour. And good morning, Tom.
Good morning, John.
Good to have you with us. You have good audio this morning. You want to give us our disclaimer, sir?
Yes, sir. Okay, John. We are not doctors or medical professionals. We don't diagnose, treat, or cure any illness or disease. The information discussed today is for your education and entertainment only. If you have a medical condition requiring treatment, you should utilize the services of a medical doctor, chiropractor, or other competent practitioner.
Really good. Well, we got a couple of callers on hold. Let's see if we can take care of their concerns really quick before we get back to energy cleaner. First, we have John in Tennessee. Good morning, John.
Thank you again, John. Good morning, Tom. John, I want you, if you could, real quick, to use your imagination, go back about 15 years, and if you heard someone running for president by the name of Rudolph Giuliani back in 07,
oh, yeah,
giving a speech before the Council on Foreign Relations titled Toward a New International Union, and in that speech he was talking about America's need for a hybrid military, what would come to your mind as a former soldier when you hear the term hybrid military?
Well, I'm not sure. When I went back into the reserves, they had a program that they were starting to have volunteers to become super soldiers, which I would have volunteered for, which may have been part of this what they're talking about, hybrid soldiers now. But enhancing a soldier's capability by artificial means is what I would think. I'm not sure, John.
Well, see, I was so naive that I thought, you know, hybrid military, I thought multifaceted. And that's not a bad thing, people being able to do more than one MOS or one FSC. But I find it really strange that I believe he was doing it. He was talking exactly about what you are, genetically modifying. So the question comes to our day and time right now. If we think about the vaccine, changing the DNA, they're not only hybridizing the military by conscription, they're forcing them to do it, or they're going to lose their retirement, on and on. What comes to mind in time, I'm sure you may see this parallel as well. In the Old Testament, Israel had their enemies come in, and they saw their daughters that they were beautiful and they wanted to intermarry. And Israel set the stipulation, well, we'll let you do that, but y'all got to get circumcised. So in one day, an entire nation of men, marrying age men, were circumcised. Israel went in and destroyed them all while they were trying to recuperate from that operation. So I think what we're seeing worldwide in the military is basically a pharmacological circumcision.
Okay, I don't hear anything. My audio is just gone. I don't hear anything at all. Okay, it looks like John is gone. Well, let's get to one last caller here, Tom, before we get back with the energy cleaner information. We got, Chris in California. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, guys. How are you doing?
Good.
Good, thank you. John, I was going to talk to you about Claire and Michael Rivero. I talked to her yesterday on this show, and it's pretty obvious to me that she had an adverse reaction to the J&J jab, which they took. As you probably know, she was sitting in a chair, and somehow she fell and fractured two cervical vertebrae, had to have that operated on, infused or whatever. And while they were there, they discovered she had a 99% blockage in a carotid artery. And I said, you know, John Moore, he calls them clot shots. So anyway, I'm glad she's doing great. I told her, and I'm just glad she's healthy. What I want to talk to you about now is prepping. I began prepping in 2003. That's when I woke up. And I bought a bunch of really high product at the time, storable food. It's all dehydrated stuff. It's all vegetarian. And it's just been sitting in my garage. And I think when I bought it, they said the expiration date was like 15 years. So I'm well past that. I did call in, and the company had changed ownership. And the new owner said, no, it's good for 25 years. Well, I'm still good. But I'm just wondering if it's still going to be okay. So my wife and I are considering going out and buying some other stuff. You know, frankly, in a worst-case scenario, everything I've got, I think, requires boiling water, you know, like pasta or something. I'm planning, if the bad stuff hits the fan, there'll be no power, no energy, no electricity, nothing. So I'm thinking about just going out and just buying, canned fruits and vegetables that you can just pop open and just eat, you know, uncooked if you have to. What are your thoughts on that kind of a situation?
A grid down situation? Is that the question?
I'm sorry, John. I'm having a hard time hearing you. What was your question, sir?
My thoughts on a grid down situation? Is that the question?
Yeah, basically. I mean, if things get really bad, I'm not planning on having, you know, any ability to cook anything. I got a bunch of water already. I've got a Berkey water filter. I've got my firearms, and I got a bunch of food. But I think everything I've got right now, or that I would purchase, you know, the storable kinds of food, need to be cooked. You have to have boiling water. In a worst case scenario, I don't plan on having that. But I'm thinking about just buying a bunch of canned fruits and vegetables and Spam or something like that, throw in the garage. I know they have a limited expiration date. They probably only last a couple of years or so. Do you have any thoughts on, you know, what I should be doing to bolster my food storage supply?
Well, sounds like you're already doing it, but anything stored in a garage, unless it's climate controlled, is going to be hot in the summertime. Once the temperature gets above 68 or 70 degrees, you're going to diminish the nutrition of anything, any food stored in a garage. You need to have, mm-hmm. You need a climate controlled place to store your food. As far as canned fruits and vegetables and meat from the supermarket, if you want this to last longer, you want to spray them with a clear coat, some kind of polyurethane clear coat to inhibit rusting would be a smart thing. And if it's got a paper, most of them don't have a paper label anymore, but if it does, cut the paper label off and mark it with some kind of Sharpie as to what's in the can, and then spray it with the clear coat, polyurethane, because these cans will rust. And don't buy any canned products, tomato products in a metal can. Tomato products will eat right through the steel and make a really bad mess. So any tomato products like tomato sauce need to be in glass only.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So that would be the main things there, Chris, would be to make sure your food's climate controlled, that you inhibit the rust, and don't get tomato products in steel. Make sure that they're in glass containers.
Okay, John. Well, thank you very much. I appreciate your information.
You're welcome, sir. Good. Thank you for the call.
Have a good day. Bye-bye.
Okay. Well, Tom, I still have a couple of energy cleaners left in inventory. I'll be needing more probably next week. I spoke to a gentleman yesterday. His adult son and his adult son's wife are sleeping better, wake up pain-free in the morning. So his dad decided to order one yesterday also, and so I took his order for an energy cleaner and a queen-size mattress pad. And I would say about half my sales are repeat business, and that's probably what you see from your other customers as well, isn't it, Tom?
That seems to be the case, John. Or the people that have, like the gentleman you just sold a unit to, they heard about it from a family member or a neighbor or a friend, and a trusted source. And then that person said, yeah, this thing really helped me. And they learn about it, and then they contact us, and they want to get on board with the same technology. So there you go. Yes, word of mouth. And when you see somebody you know, a family member perhaps, that has been having pain issues or sleep issues, so on, and all of a sudden they're feeling better, they're doing better, you want to know, what did they do? And then they show you that energy cleaner. So, for years, John, I've heard from people, and many times they don't even know what it is. They say, oh, it's a black box with a handle and got a blinking light, and a lot of people around here locally, they'll call it the energy machine. I'd like to get one of those energy machines. Okay, we'll take care of you, no problem.
Right.
And
right.
We go from there.
Absolutely. Well, I'm taking delivery of 25 queen-size mattress pads either today or tomorrow, being shipped to me by my distributor. So for the first time in almost a year, I'll have everything in inventory at the same time. It's been a challenge, Tom. I know for you and for me both, to get the energy cleaners, to get the microchips from your suppliers, other components. You manufacture these energy cleaners right here in Missouri, don't you, sir?
Yes, sir. And from raw materials. And John, I got a shock yesterday when I was ordering some of the plastic materials. A price increase 94.5%. So. Of course, though, you know, those materials are made from petrochemical products, right. And therefore that stuff is shot through the roof.
So, absolutely. Well, really we're maintaining the current price on energy cleaner and the mattress pads both. And for new listeners, we have new listeners every week. Here's what the energy cleaner is not. It is not a TENS unit. No, it's not. It's not a Rife frequency generator. It's entirely different technology. The energy cleaner I refer to when I fill out the customs forms to ship these overseas, which I ship a lot overseas, an electronic healing device. That's what I put on a customs form. The energy cleaner puts out what's called an electrostatic healing signal. It goes to every cell in your body, flushing out toxins, bringing in fresh nutrition. The detox, for some people, I would say it's maybe 1 in 20. It's too much too soon. And then if you get too much detox too quickly, you have what's called a Herxheimer effect, which is flu-like symptoms from the detox taking place too quickly. In that case, I people call me and say, John, I don't feel so good. I say, here's what you do. Open up the energy cleaner, take out 6 batteries, leave 3 batteries in there. The energy cleaner running full power takes 9 Ds and Delta, 9 D cell batteries. And just put leave three batteries in there. And run it for a month, and put 3 more batteries in, run it for a month, and then at the next 30-day period of time, put in the last 3 batteries to bring it back up to full strength. When you run on 3 batteries, that reduces the power to where the Herxheimer effect is slowed down, and you can tolerate it. And a month later, you put the 3 more in, and you can still tolerate it, and then. At the beginning of the third month, the last 3 batteries. The energy cleaner is a black plastic box about the size of a cigar box. It has no on-off switch, no gauges, no dials, simply one LED light that flashes alternately red or green, telling you 2 things. Either it's working and that it's changing polarity. And one place to plug in one wire, which ideally would be to one of my micro plush throws or one of the mattress pads or the travel pad. I offer all those at my website at thelibertyman.com. And that's as simple as can be. So once you take delivery, you open up the mattress pad, put on your bed like any other mattress pad. You don't need the loom screen wire. That's for people who want to make their own pad. So you place the mattress pad on the bed, make the bed as you normally would otherwise, and just plug it into the energy cleaner. It's got the 9 batteries in it. And all you need to do is go to sleep every night, don't you, Tom?
It's about that simple. Not much more you have to do other than to change the batteries once a year. That's any right. Electronic device with the batteries left in too long will suffer from battery leakage and damage. The energy cleaner is no exception. So you need to change the batteries at least on an annual basis. It will run much longer in a year, but there's a good chance that the batteries will start leaking, so you want to change them annually. And then if you do that, pay attention to the battery changing schedule. You'll get many, many years of use out of that instrument. Some of the earliest energy cleaner units are still in operation, John, from nearly, we've been making them for 22 years. And they're still in operation, working fine, and we can also rebuild any units that were damaged or have issues. We can rebuild those all the way back to the first units that were made. So no problem there.
Yeah, my first unit, I got from one of those large, heavy black boxes. It's over in southern Illinois at a friend's house on permanent loan. And doing good. It's been doing good all these years. And it's a reliable product that you manufacture, Tom, that just like the Timex wristwatch, it takes a licking and keeps on ticking, don't it?
It sure does. They keep on running. And a lot of people, they'll have questions about, they're not sure if it's working properly. I always tell them, look at that lamp. If it's blinking, it's working. So don't second guess it. If that lamp is blinking, it's continuing to operate. That's all you have to be concerned with.
That's right. That's right. We're talking about the Timex when I was, well, here's our break. We'll be right back.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Well, I wish I was in the land of cotton wool, and there I'm not forgot to look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on one frosty morning, look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. Well, I wish I was in
back, ladies and gentlemen. Well, Tom, the energy cleaner is only $285, shipping included to American zip codes. The mattress pads that go with it, they vary in price depending on what you need. I have twin, full, queen, king, California king. The new micro plush throws and a handy travel size. Everything's available for sale at my website at thelibertyband.com. And if you want to mail me a check, that's fine. My address is at my website. And I have a toll-free order line. You can place your order using credit cards or PayPal. And my toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. A bonus with the energy cleaner is that it will help your fruits and vegetables grow bigger and faster, won't it, Tom?
Yes, John, that's really true. And in this day and age, I think all of us should pay attention to food production. So if you have a small area that you can set up for a garden, a greenhouse is really the best thing to do if you have the means to do it. And the energy cleaner can be set up with a chicken wire grid over the tops of the plants, or in a greenhouse, especially a hydroponic greenhouse, you can actually energize the plant beds, the media that the plants grow in, simply by stretching a stainless steel wire through there and energizing that wire when it's connected to an energy cleaner. Now, that will enhance the growth rate of the plants and the vegetable production rate. I think people would be amazed as to how big of a harvest you can obtain from those plants. And it could be a very critical thing in the coming days, months, and years. We just don't know what's around the next corner, John, and to be prepared like that would be just a very important thing to give some consideration to.
That's right. That's right. Well, time's a-wasting. I'll be needing more energy cleaners next week, Tom. Put me down for 10 more. Yep, put me down for 10 more. It's whenever time I set one on the counter at the Little Country Post Office in Terryville, I feel like here's one for the good guys. I feel like I'm helping our country, helping our republic, because we need healthy men and women to survive what's coming, don't we, sir?
Yes, we do. Very true, John. And I think you single-handedly are keeping that post office running.
I do more international shipping than any other customer, and probably more shipping than anybody there. In fact, I know I do, because I bring in 8 and 10 packages at a time, and the shipping has gone up so dramatically. Typically in one day, I'll pay for more postage than the post office pays the postmaster all week long. But that's a good thing. I don't mind at all. I really don't. Well, Tom, we got the end of the hour coming up here, and we'll have you on tomorrow morning. Talk about emergency communications. Appreciate it.
Okay, John, I'll be ready tomorrow. Thank you.
Okay, sounds good. That's it for the day. Get medical supplies, your energy cleaner, your essential oils now while you can, your firearms, ammunition. Never, ever give up your guns. Please do a fun, safe, productive day. And God bless Crawford County. God bless Missouri. And God bless the USA.
John, I'm the founder of Black Owl Coffee, and I started Black Owl because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee that's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network.
Because you can handle the truth.